各位圣诞快乐Merry Christmas to you all。 刚才就窒了一窒，就想想想讲英文先，要讲中文先但是呢，我们今天呢是一个非常欢喜快乐的时候呢，我们用中英一起呢来去敬拜。 We rejoice that today we can come together as a familyAnd we can use English, and we can use Chinese, and we can join together in worship, because it is Christmas Eve. It's the time when we remember the coming of the birth of Jesus Christ. Today, my topic is going to be Christmas message, the second message, three responses to the Christmas or the Christmas news. 今天我的信息呢是圣诞信息的第二讲啊。咁啊，对圣诞喜讯三种嘅反应，三种嘅反应。咁上个礼拜咧，当周牧师同大家分享嘅时候咧，咁佢就讲话圣诞节讲圣诞信息咧系最难嘅，因为咧如果你去教会或者系去基督教学校，咁啊咁多年咧，你到圣诞节咧都系讲翻嗰个圣诞故事，系耳熟能详嘅。Preaching during Christmas time is the most difficult time, because most difficult task, because when you preach anything during Christmas, you can bet that everyone in the congregation has heard some message similar to that. And so you find it so difficult to find something new so that you can make it interesting. And so today we're going toTry, but I hope that you will not be disappointed. 今天我一路坐喺度听小朋友喺度咧，我哋嘅乐器小组同我哋演奏献奏嘅时候咧，我心里充满感恩，因为咧佢哋有啲净系学咗，照我所知咧系一年到嘅啫，但已经可以咧弹成咁嘅成绩。每一个都是我们教会的子弟来的，如果我们将来继续栽培他们的时候，我相信我们将来可以恒常的有一个教会的乐队来去敬拜。 Today as I was listening to the ensemble playing, worshiping God and offering their best music to God, I'm totally amazed, at how well they can play with so little experience. Some of them have only started learning this year. So with 1 year of learning the various instruments, they were able to play so well. And I'm thinking to myself, if we could develop this group of children in our church, they will continue to be our orchestra that can continue to help us in our worship every week. Okay? So practice hard. We need an orchestra in the church so that we can worship God together. 在这个礼拜呢，我一路听新闻，其中一个新闻呢，很多时候呢，是新闻讲完了之后呢，他都会讲一些关于圣诞啊这样。那我就看见一个的报道呢，就是讲到一个锡克教 的人啊。咁佢喺度铲树，我唔知道大家有冇睇到，喺度铲树，喺度铲树。咁啲人喺度访问佢啊，咁佢话：，唉，喺度铲树。咁佢话，即系啲人咧成日都话咩 Happy Holiday， 话咩 Happy 乜 Happy 啊，真系铲树铲到咁辛苦吓。I was listening to news recently, and there was this interviewer interviewing a Sikh person, and he was shoveling snow, and he said.Well, during this time, everyone say happy holiday. I don't have a happy holiday. I have to shovel snow. And 咁個人咧就問佢啦。咁到底即係喺呢個時間裏邊咧，你應該喜歡人哋講咩咧？咁佢話：我哋應該咩？應該講 Merry Christmas 啊嘛。He said, "What should we say during this time? Not happy holidays, but Merry Christmas." That's the reason why we have this holiday. So let's say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to each other. 当我睇呢个题目嘅时候，呢、这、一个 Christmas 好多时候咧，甚至而家咧都少噶啦，都以前开始睇嘅时候咧，就睇见一个 X 啊 ，Xmas 啊，咁有啲人就话，唉，即系 X 即系已经代替咗啊基督啦 ，X 都唔知系边个诶啊，你 X 咧系可以代数嘅时候咧，可以代表咩都得噶吓。Quite a few years ago, when they started replacing the word Christmas with Xmas, people were wondering, like, what's happening now? Now X can represent anything. You can put anything in X, and it could be Buddhamas or whatever. And so it's no longer Christmas. But I think you all know that Christmas, the word Christ in the first part of the word, is very much represented by the letter X, which is the word, the letter Chi in Greek. 其實 Christmas 呢前面那個字呢 Christ, 這個 Christ 呢在希臘文呢第一個字母呢就是 Chi, 就好像今天我們的 X 的。咁所以你睇到個 X 嘅時候呢你就當佢係 Christ 就得㗎啦 ,Christmas, 咁 Merry Christmas to you all. The message I'd like to share with you is very simple. We're gonna start with an introduction. We're gonna look at the first response, second response, and the third response and come to our conclusion. It's also found in the bulletin. 今日喺我哋嘅講題裏面呢我们会按照这个简单的大纲、在大家秩序表里面都有的。The introduction simply is the visit of the wise man from the east. 东方博士到访何人、何地、何事。当大家去到这个圣诞节的时候当我们想、东方博士、博士到访喎，到底呢嗰啲博士系咩人咧？咁当你即系有啲人叫你话啊，边个某某博士咁咁咧？你谂佢话啊，佢唔知喺边间大学毕业咧吓？咁诶，通常咧你会读啊学士、硕士就系、是、博士。喺而家教育嘅制度咧，我哋就有博士。博士咧就系、是、博学之士咁嘅意思啊。So when we, you know, in the Chinese translation, it's say actually doctor or wise man. Well, actually, the word in Chinese is doctor, doctor so-and-so, doctor. And when you think of doctor, you think of someone who has graduated from university with a bachelor degree and a master degree, and then a doctorate degree. A doctorate degree in philosophy, doctorate degree in theology, in ministry, in psychology, and whatnot. And so you think of him as a doctor that way, 博士。但如果大家睇留意我所讲呢，咁到底系咪几个所谓博士呢？这个點解會係叫佢做博士呢？嗱，我喺和合本裏邊咧，喺第二章第一節佢話：當希律王的時候，亦都生在猶太的伯利恆，有幾個博士咧，就從東方到耶路撒冷。咁咧喺新譯本咧，就係點樣翻譯咧？就係咧，希律王的時候啊，咁咧有幾個咧，最新嗰個翻譯版本咧。就是呢星象家这些星象家他是特别呢是研究那些星象的就不是什么博士In the English version we have the Magi M-A-G-I But we don't know what the Magi is So in the Chinese translation it has doctor, it has astrologer it has also a translation but the word Magi isKind of a mystery to many people who do not know the language. But we have discovered that the word Magi is in fact a Persian word, a Iranian word, if you were. 咁我哋發覺咧，呢一個 Magi 喺英文咧 ，Magi 咧其實咧佢又唔係希臘文嘅喎，原來咧佢係波斯文嚟嘅。咁呢個波斯文呢個字咧，其實佢係代表咩咧？佢係代表一班有知識。有智慧的人和祭司 而咧佢哋咧精于咧系呢一个嘅星象嘅啊，咁所以咧呢班人咧，所以今日咧我哋有啲人叫佢做呢啲占星家、星象家等等咧，都系讲呢啲人咧，佢可以睇啲星，亦都咧能够睇到啲星啊，去研究嗰啲嘅星象嘅。嗱，但系我哋研究呢一个嘅经文嘅时候咧，咁有啲人咧就翻译咧成为 king。Sometimes when we look at this translation, we find that some people translate this as kings. For example, there's a hymn. Those of you who have a hymn book, you can turn to hymn number 102, and you can look at the hymn book with me if you like, but you can also listen to me. It says, "We three kings of Orient are bearing gift." We travel afar, fuel and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. 咁大家睇呢一节嘅英文嘅歌词嘅时候咧，喺我哋嘅歌书里面咧就102首咧，佢话博士啊三人啊，咁啊英文咧其实咧 we three kings， 所以咧到底佢系王啊，系博士啊，系星象家啦，咁其实啲中英文翻译都唔同啊，系咪？咁所以咧呢度咧讲话博士三人来自东方，携带礼物献新生王，跟随景星在前引领，不涉河流山岗。哦，奇妙明星放光芒，闪落灿烂真辉煌，一直照亮引向西方，令我们就主真光，亲近主的真光。那我们看这里的时候呢，我们看就想到底这个三个的博士到底是怎样的三个博士呢？到底他在什么地方里面找到这个耶稣呢？还有在什么时候找到耶稣呢？如果我们留心看看我们这里摆在这里一两个礼拜的所谓 nativity scene， you look at this nativity scene and you can see that there are three kings. How do you know that there are three kings? By the dress, okay?So the interpretation that they have is that all these are three kings. One, two, and then three. Okay? 咁呢三個嘅所謂博士呢，就係因為我哋睇見佢呢，佢啲衫好靚㗎，好似皇帝先至穿㗎。咁但係如果你再睇呢呢個約瑟啦，咁約瑟呢係一個木匠嚟㗎嘛。咁佢木匠咧唔會好有錢，唔會著啲咁靚嘅衫啊。But if you look at Joseph, you realize that the clothing that he wears is very plain because he's only a carpenter, so he doesn't have all the money to buy all this lovely dress. Okay, so 咁你呢三個一二三個博士咧，所謂三個博士或者三個皇帝咧，就嚟去敬拜啦。嗱，咁而家問題咧就係話三個嘅所謂。博士或者皇帝咧，去拜呢一个嘅寻求耶稣，咁到底系咪三个咧？咁大家都知道咧，圣经里面你揾三呢个字揾唔到啊？点解啊？因为咧冇写啊，只系话博士或者咧系呢一啲嘅所谓 kings 或者系星象家啊。So when we look at the Bible and we look at the passage carefully, you realize that this they didn't tell you that the passage doesn't tell you that there are three specifically three kings, but we kind of infer that by the three gifts that they brought. Okay, so let's say there are three because tradition in the second century they started to have names for them even. Okay, 咁呢三個嘅博士呢？喺度咧嚟去揾耶穌咯喎，帶住三份嘅禮物，一陣我會講講嗰啲佢嘅個帶禮物嚟嘅時候。 咁但系呢度有咩啊？呢度有咩啊？呢个有个牧羊人喎、啊，咁通常咧喺我屋企都系有吓摆一个圣诞嘅景出嚟嘅时候咧，有牧羊人，又有即系呢个三个博士，咁即系同时出现啦，系咪啊？When we look at this whole scene, we have at least one shepherd, one sheep. Okay, this is one shepherd, one shepherd here. Okay, so you can see that at least there's one. So the shepherd appears at the same time as the king. Well, in fact, when we look at the time, what time and where, we discover that.The shepherd and the kings did not appear at the same time. Well, how do we know? First of all, the time of the... let's start with the shepherd. When the shepherd came to visit Jesus, 当那些牧羊人听到天使宣布关于耶稣来这个世界的时候呢咁啲牧羊人咧就第一時間就去嘅，啊，第一時間去。咁咧佢就喺路加福音第二章講俾佢聽咧，佢就喺馬槽嗰度咧啊揾到耶穌嘅，啊馬槽咧係咪喺屋嘅後邊啊？即係養馬嘅地方係咪啊？啊咁，但係我哋睇下呢度咧係咪喺度喺咩馬槽？好似後邊呢度好似好靚嘅皇宮咁嘅樣嘅，啊即係屋啊！咁啊喺屋咁咧个成间屋啊都唔似马槽，因为马槽嗰啲即系好简陋噶嘛，系嘛啊 ？But when we look at this scene, we have this is not like a manger. It's like a nice, beautiful house in those days. You know, with arches and so on. So it's a very nice house. It's not a manger. Okay. So obviously, a lot of things about this thing is wrong. In fact, all the nativity scene is wrong. Okay.And then, if you look at the, 咁我哋繼續睇落去嘅時候咧，咁我哋睇咧，當時咧，佢哋咧喺第十一節啊，咁佢話呢個大家如果睇住聖經，佢話進了房子，即係入咗屋啊，啊，即係if you read the scripture carefully, it says they came into the house, 進入。房子咁先系见到耶稣咧，就去拜佢啊嘛，系咪啊？明唔明啊？咁呢度系咪喺屋入边啊？系咪喺屋入边啊？哇！有树入边有冇屋啊？梗系冇啦，系咪？咁啊，哇！呢两棵树喺入边添吓，咁你明显系喺外边噶。So when we look at this scene, obviously it's outside, not inside the house. So when the scripture says they went into the house, this obviously does not portrays that scene.So, there are a lot of things that are wrong with this picture, but nevertheless, it's Christmas, who cares, okay? Let's celebrate Christmas, everyone, you know, we want everyone to celebrate together, okay? 所以呢度呢好多嘢呢係唔好啱㗎吓。咁无论如何呢我哋呢就係睇下嗰个几时呢个嘅事啦。Now, when the scripture says when we know what a when,Did this wise man or magi came to visit and worship Jesus? The question is when? And the question simply is that it's during the time of King Herod. King Herod. 咁我哋睇几时嘅时候咧，我哋就问呢个问题啦。咁啊，几时咧就系话嗰个系希律王执政嘅时候。咁啊，希律王幾時執政咧？咁按照歷史嘅記載咧，我哋就知道咧，呢個希律王咧係主前咧73年出世嘅。So the next question is when? When did they come? When did they come to visit the baby Jesus? It says that it's during the time of King Herod. Now King Herod, according to history, was born in 73 B.C. 73年主前73年，咁而几多年死呢？就系主前4年嘅嗱。其实主前应该主诞生嗰年咯，点解又主前4年咧？咁其实咧呢啲历史嗰啲嘅年历咧，已经系有啲错误噶啦啊！因为嗰阵时根本即系冇我哋而家咁样可以计算好多历史嚟去将嗰啲日期摆出嚟。 但无论如何呢，是主前四年过了身的。咁所以如果我哋系希律王嘅时候咧，一定系佢过身之前。咁通常咧，我哋估计咧就主耶稣咧系唔系零 B.C. 出世，而系咧系四或者系甚至系三啊或者系五啊，即系之间嘅出世日期嘅啊。咁所以咧呢个系希律王咧可以执政嘅时间。咁呢度咧，我哋睇落去嘅时候咧，我哋睇到咧，真系哇，佢好特别啊！原来咧呢班嘅东方嘅所谓哲士咧，或者系博士咧，嚟到咧去揾耶稣，其实系咪三个我哋唔知，系唔系咧呢啲嘅星象家我哋又唔知，系咪王嘅又唔知，但系咧佢系从东方嚟，我哋一阵间再讲一讲呢一个东方嚟嘅意思系咩嘢啦。咁我哋再睇落去啦，咁我哋睇咧就系有三种嘅反应。So let's look at this story very simply from the three different responses of the people that heard the news. 第一个咧就系 the wise men that came from afar, and they said, "We have come to worship him." 嗱，呢个第一个嘅反应。他们专程到访，我称他为智者、博士、智者来呢，说我们特来是去朝拜他。我们看这段经文的时候呢，我们看到呢当时呢这个的这个人呢从东方来。那么东方来，他说呢，他问这个问题，他说哪个这个在生来就是做耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷生来呢，就是生来呢就是做犹太人的王在哪里。那么就是说，就是 the question is, where is he that is born king of the Jews? 那我们大家在现代的社会里面呢，通常呢就有种好奇心啊，咁咧，譬如话英国皇室啊，有一个嘅生一个嘅王子，咁哇，全个英国嘅嗱轰动啊！呢个王子到底生嚟呢个嘅生出嚟嘅系王系女啦，系男啦，系王子啦，咁佢计，大家开始计啦，佢几时咧会继承呢个嘅嘅王位嘅啊？咁啊 ，so we are especially very interested in the British royalties.As soon as we know that they're, so-and-so is pregnant, and then we say, oh, is this going to be a princess or going to be a prince? And if he's a prince or even princess, where in the order of ascension will he be to be the king or the queen or whatever, the monarch, as it were? 咁所以呢，好多人呢就对呢一啲嘅所谓royalties 好有兴趣。到底这些人从东方来的时候，他们那个的目的是什么？好像我们很好奇，好像这些现代的人见到这些皇室有生一个新的小朋友的时候，就说哎呀好开心，好 cute 啊，一他一动他拍照，拍他的照片，哇，就去到哪里拍他的照片，哇，真到底他跟我有什么关系呢？为什么这么多人追这些这样的星呢？所以呢我们都不知道So when people are so interested in the little princess or prince that is going to be one day sit on the throne on the British monarch, to me, we're not interested in it. But a lot of people are interested in it because somehow it's very intriguing. There's a mystery around it, and we are very excited about these sort of things. 但是这三个的，如果是三个，这几个的智者呢，他来的目的呢是什么呢？ We have come to worship. That's the aim. 我们来呢是特来朝拜他。特来朝拜他。在第十节告诉他，他说呢，他找到耶稣的时候呢，欢喜极了，或者是大大欢喜。就是说呢， when they discover the Jesus, when they found Jesus, they were so happy. They were so happy because they have now found the one. The stars have led them to find the person, and this person is right before their eyes, and they have come to worship him. 咁喺圣经里边咧，讲我哋听，佢哋咧俯伏拜他，同埋献他各样嘅礼物。呢度我哋睇到咧，呢度俯伏咧就系一种啊趴咗喺度咧去拜嘅一种嘅身体嘅姿态。拜咧系一种敬拜，一种嘅尊重。然之后献咧就将最好嘅献俾神。When we look at this passage, we realize that this Magi, they bowed down and they worshiped and they gave the gifts that they have brought. 到底我们今天在圣诞节的时候彼此交换礼物，我们交换礼物的时候，我们那个的动机是什么？那个原因是什么呢？原来昔日这一班的博士，他们送礼物的动机就是呢，是俯伏敬拜这个的君王。如果大家留心看看这首的歌102首，它每一首每一节呢，第二、第三、第四节呢，都是讲那三个不同的礼物，黄金啦、乳香啦，还有呢末药的。黄金就很明显啦，好高贵的人最你当你想送一个好矜贵的嘢就送黄金啊。咁啊，但系乳香系咩咧？乳香咧，英文咧就系 frankincense， 就系咧一种喺去敬拜嘅时候咧，用一啲嘅香料啊，令整个嘅地方咧好香嘅一种嘅香料。但末药系咩？末药咧就系当一个人埋葬嘅时候咧先至用嘅。咦？好怪喎、你一个人出世，你冇攞嚟攞一啲药俾佢嚟做埋葬喎、你谂下，其实都好怪嘅一啲嘅礼物嚟嘅吓。When you look at these three gifts that they brought, it's quite interesting why they what they represented. Gold, of course, means something that's very valuable. You want to give something expensive, then you find something that's gold in gold or made in gold. And then frankincense is something that is used in worship or to make a room smells nice. It's an incense. Makes the room very, smells very, very good. It acts incense. And then the myrrh is the thing that's most